Gemma's eyelids sprang open. That dream again. Always the same urgency, the same terror, the children's voices calling her.
Gemma, help us, help!
This time, though, something had changed. She strained to remember what was different, but the fragmented details flew around her head like startled sparrows, too fast to catch. Gradually, her heartbeat slowed, and she sat up, blinking her small, stone-walled room into focus. Though it wasn't yet light, she had eyesight like an owl's and could easily see the carved chest opposite her bed, the rickety chair under the window. On the wardrobe door hung the grey woolen dress, stiff and obedient, that Marsh had ironed the night before. Beneath it, a pair of black leather shoes sat on the floor, like two lurking beetles. Her best clothes reminding her. It was Maud Day, the day of her family's weekly offerings to their dark ancestors. As if that weren't bad enough, today's ceremony was to be special, to prepare for her 13th birthday tomorrow. She groaned and slid out of bed. The air was colder than usual, and she went to the window to close it.
"Vile mist," she muttered, gazing out at the swirling grey. "I wish you would go away."
Wind swayed the pine tops. "Sweet 13," it seemed to whisper.
13.
Something needled her memory. Other whispers from her dream.
"You're mine. All mine."
She slammed the window shut.
"I am a fire warrioress, the fiercest in the land," she gasped. "Evil, evil, go away, cast out by my hand."
The secret incantation she'd made up when she was 6 and had first seen her flame-red hair in the mirror usually bolstered her. But today the words felt empty and powerless. She gulped down her unease, then noticed a scrabbling sound moving up the chair and onto the windowsill. 4 ruby dots glinted at her. 2 whiskered snouts twitched in the dim dawn light.
"Hello, Noodle. Hello, Pie."
Gemma picked up the rats and held them to her chest.
"You're as nervous as I am today, aren't you?"
Noodle and Pie quivered, and Gemma held them tighter, feeling their tiny heartbeats flutter in her hands. She kissed their heads, remembering the first time they'd appeared 2 years ago, when she'd been feeling particularly gloomy. Golden-haired rats, unlike any she'd ever seen. They were special, that was obvious. They had cheered her up then, and had been cheering her up ever since. Noodle licked her nose, his gaze flickering to the door. Footsteps approached.
"Marsh already?" said Gemma. "That's odd. It can't be 8 o'clock yet."
The rat scampered down Gemma's nightshirt, hopped to the floor, and skittered under the chest. The door creaked open, and the lamp-lit face of a small, middle-aged woman peered in.
"Marsh!"
Gemma's heart lifted as always to see her erstwhile nurse.
"You're early."
"Shh!"
Marsh shot a glance over her shoulder, then bustled into the room, closed the door, and put her lamp on the chest. She gave Gemma an uncharacteristically quick hug, her plump cheek warm against Gemma's, then took both her hands.
"Listen, pet, careful like. You must come to my room tonight, no matter what."
"Tonight? But you know how tired the ceremonies make me."
"Just do it, Gem. It's important."
Nerves paddled Gemma's stomach. Normally, she loved sneaking up to Marsh's tower room after dark and listening to her stories. But clearly this was different. What could be so pressing? Outside, wind whistled through the pines.
13, she murmured. "It's something to do with my birthday, isn't it? Something..."
All at once, images crashed into her head.
"What is it, Gem?"
Marsh fixed Gemma's gaze.
"That dream you keep having?"
"Yes. No, I mean, yes. There's the mist as usual, and the screams. But there's more to it. A woman's voice singing in the background. So beautiful. I've dreamed about it before, I think, but never remembered till today. Then a man, young, dressed like in olden times, but ragged and desperate-looking, and he's coming through the mist to get me.
More images came, faster and clearer.
The screams are getting louder. Everything's going dark, and the mist, so thick and sticky. It's sort of hissing, saying, "Sweet 13, you're mine. Sweet 13. Marsh, it was horrible. I felt as though the mist wanted to swallow me.